The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Darim Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel and Beis brings down a Gemara that's very relevant, L'maisa, possibly one of the most relevant sugyas for halacha in all of Masechet Nedarim, and that is the sugya of Mesiras Megda. The Gemara says that someone wants a Reitzah Shleis Kaimu Nedarv Kol Shana, he wants that the entire year his Nedarim should not be valid. Yamid Rosh Hashanah, he should stand in Rosh Hashanah of Yomer Kol Neder Shani Osed Lidar Yehei Batal. And he should announce that any Neder that I will make in the future should be Batal. And that's the sugya of Mesiras Megda. This is very negeya to us. It's highly relevant because our minig is that we all do this. Every year of Rosh Hashanah, people get up and during Hataras Nedarim, and they do exactly this idea. They say that any neder they make in the future, me'atov et olam, should be batal. And if, therefore, any time that we have a shayla in Hilchos Nedarim, it's always against the backdrop of this Mesiras Megda. So I just want to go through this sugya and see how effective it is, or the limitations of its effectiveness, and to try and bring it l'halacha l'maisa. So like you said, the Braisa says, ha'reitza shalais kaimu nedarv kol hashana, if someone wants that the entire year his nedarim should not be valid, yamid b'Rosh Hashanah, he should get up in Rosh Hashanah v'yayimah, he should say, kol neder sheni osed lido yehi batal. He says these words, that any neder that I'm going to make, in the future should be batal, and that works. And the Braisa ends off the words Olvad Shehizochur B'Shas Neder, that this Mesiras Megda, this announcement that a person intends to annul all his nedarim going forward, that only works if he remembers at the time of the neder. Now the Gemara brings down Machlekes, Abayi, and Rava exactly what this Braisa means, but at the end of the day, the Ran says that both Abayi and Rav agree in principle that if a person makes a Mesiras Megda, a person does this idea of the Gemara and makes this announcement of Rosh Hashanah, and he subsequently goes ahead and makes a Neder, and he remembers at the time of the Neder, he remembers about this Mesiras Megda, then the making of the Neder itself is an implicit revocation of the Mesiras Megda. So what comes out of this Gemara is that if someone did make a Mesiras Megda on Rosh Hashanah, and he does not remember about the Mesiras Megda, then the neder is batal. That is the din of this Braisa. Now the question is, what is the reason for this halacha? I mean, right now, he's coming to make a neder. How is it that because of an action that he took earlier, possibly months earlier, that we say that his neder is not a good neder? What's wrong with his neder? So there's a few mahalchim, there's three mahalchim, and we'll see that it makes a difference within exactly which mahalch we go with. So the Ran in Daf Ayin Hey explains that the inyan of Mesiras Megda is, because if a person is Mesiras Megda, he says that he wants to mevatel all the nedarim going forward, then when he subsequently makes a neder, it's like a neder betayis. We consider it the neder to have been a mistaken neder. And the reason is, because since he forgot his earlier intention that he's not making nedarim this year, so we could safely assume that had he actually remembered this Mesiras Megda, he would have never made a neder, and therefore it's like a neder betayis, and therefore this neder is automatically annulled, and it's just not it's batal because it's always a neder betayis. That is the way the Ran explains, and that is the way the Rashba in our sugya explains. Now, the Chazon Ish and other Achronim, they point out that according to the Ran, it comes out a very big Chiddush l'halacha. What would be if someone knows that when he made the Neder, let's say he actually forgot about this Tnai, but he knows that if he would have remembered this Tnai, he still would have gone ahead and made the Neder. So in that case, according to the Ran, the explanation of the Ran, that the whole reason for the Heter and the Gemara is because it's a neder b'tayis. In this case, where he remembers, where he knows that even if he remembered that he was Moser Meida, he still would have gone ahead with a neder, then it's certainly not a neder b'tayis. There's no mistake over here. There's nothing that is mistaken. Even if he remembered, he would have done the same act. So according to this, the whole heter of Nesiris Maida is sharply diminished. Because most people who are coming to make a nether, if you were pointing out about the Nesiris Maida, I mean, they're coming to make a nether. Of course they're going to go ahead and make a nether. That's what they intended originally. Most people would not refrain from making a nether just because you point out to them that earlier they had made a Nesiris Maida in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, based on this explanation for Nesiris Maida, Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo over here explains a shita that the Ran brings down over here, that Nesiris Maida only helps for Nedarim, but not for Shavuos. And really, it's a very difficult shita to understand. What's the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos? Either it should work or shouldn't work. So Shlomo Zalman says, according to the Ran, Ran's explanation, we have a very good explanation, that since Shavuos are very serious, is a very serious matter, and people treat it very seriously, so we say, well, there's an automatic assumption that if a person would have remembered the Tnai, then he still would have made the Shavuos. In other words, if he's holding by making such a serious matter, and creating such a serious matter as a Shavuos, so then the Tnai would have not have stopped him. Whereas the Nether, which is not as severe, not as serious by people, in people's minds, so then, even if they would remember the nether, there's still room to say, if they would remember, there's still room to say that if they would remember it, they would have refrained from making the nether. So that is the shita of the Ran and the Rashba. Now, the Chazon Ish over here asks some difficult questions on the Ran. He asks that the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hei on Beis compares if someone wants to be made for their wife's nedarim before she makes the nether. And the Gemara compares that to the Mesiris Maida we find in our Sugya. So the Chazon Ish asks that if we say the entire Indian of Mesiris Maida is merely that it's that it later on creates that the nether will be a nether b'tayis, that he, because the reason why it's a nether b'tayis is because if he would have remembered the Mesiris Maida, he would never have made the Mesiris Maida. So then how could that possibly apply to a husband who was annulling, who was doing kafara to the nedarim of his wife? A person can't make a nether b'tayis based on someone else's actions. So that therefore the Chazon Ish really has a difficult time with this Ran. And we'll see, he actually says an alternative shot to the Ran. Another question the Chazon Ish asks is that we our nosach is, we say when we do Mesiris Maida, we say that chutz mi nidrei tainus b'shas mincha. We say that we're going to declare this Maida, except we're not declaring it about a nether that a person makes on the time of mincha preceding a tainus. There we want it to be a valid nether. So Chazon Ish asks that since if a person is coming to make a nether to Mekabel Tainus, he certainly would not refrain from his Kabbalah Tainus just because he remembered he made a Mesiris Maida, so that should be rendered this exclusion of Chutz Minidrei Tainus B'Shas Mincha as being unnecessary. Why do we have to explicitly exclude Nidrei Tainus B'Shas Mincha? Those are the questions that Chazon Ish asks on the Mahalach of the Ran. So the Chazon Ish says that he thinks it's much more established to say in the Gemara a different pshat and why it is that Mesiris Maida helps to prevent the nether from being chal. He says that the concept of Mesiris Maida is that a person is empowered to control his own speech, and he could institute that any time he'll say a different speech, that speech should not be valid. And he says that this is a problem of in bitoy sasayim. It's this problem of expression, the expression of lips. And what the Chazon Ish means to say is that the person is making two expressions of speech. One is that what I say next should be annulled. It should be withdrawn and annulled. And then he goes and says whatever he's going to say. So he said that once I already said that the next thing I say should, or if I ever say such a thing, it should not be valid. So then I compromise the declaration of the nether, because I already said that it's not valid. So now, if the person explicitly revokes his Mesiris Maida, so now he's finished with the Mesiris Maida. He said that what I say from now should be batel, and then he said, no, it should not be batel. Then he made the nether. That would be a good nether. But let's say the person completely forgot when he was making the nether that he wants to recant his original Mesiris Maida. So then, even though if had he known about his Mesiris Maida, had he been thinking about it, he would have recanted the Mesiris Maida, until he actually recants the Mesiris Maida, then then the Mesiras Maidah is valid. And even if, let's say, he remembers the Mesiras Maidah when he's making the Neder, that too would constitute a revocation of the Mesiras Maidah. He doesn't have to say the words, I'm recanting the Mesiras Maidah. By making a Neder and thinking in a positive manner that this Neder should be a form of revoking the Mesiras Maidah, that itself suffices to revoke the Mesiras Maidah. But if the person is not thinking about it at all, then there's nothing that is going to recant the Mesiras Maidah, and therefore, even though he had remembered, he would have recanted the Mesiras Maidah, still, the Neder would not be valid. Now, the Aflas and Dharma also says a similar pshat like the Chazon Ish. His the nusach he uses is that it's asi deeper and vatal deeper, which is a similar concept. That the fact that a person said a pronouncement on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that pronouncement has the power to undo later pronouncements until that announcement has been undone. So that is an alternative mahalach to the mahalach of the Rashba and the Ran, and that is that literally if a person makes a neder and he forgets about it, then that neder is not valid. Those are the two malachim. Now there's a third shita in our Gemara, and that is the shita that the Rambam brings down. He brings down Yesh Mishemayra. There's a shita that holds like this. The Rambam doesn't go with this, but the Rambam brings down the shita that he understands in our Gemara that Abai and Rava are arguing, and the way he says is, what comes out according to this shita is, that the only time that the Mesiras Maidah works is if a person makes a neder, and then he thinks, right, within Teich Dei Dibur, within a few seconds, he thinks that he wants that the neder should be annulled based on his previous declaration. That is the case the neder works. But barring that case, there is no concept of the Mesiras Maidah for Nedarim. The Rambam does not like this pshat, but the Ravid says he likes this pshat very much, and the simple reading of the Ravid is that the Ravid passes like this mahalach. Now, Lahalach Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud Aleph Sif Beis brings down this last shita that basically there's no halach of Mesiras Maidah except if the person remembers within Teich Dei Dibur, and the way he paskins is Yesh Lachush LeDevrayim. In other words, it's not Lahalach Lamaisa, but the way a person should act is in accordance to this final opinion, which basically does away with the heter of Mesiras Maidah. And Keinza, the Rama over there in the end of Sif Aleph, in Reish Yud Aleph, brings down that a person should not be soymech on the Tanai of Mesiras Maidah. The only time we rely on it is the Shasa Tzak Adol. And the reason is, like the Shulchan Aruch, that l'chatzchila, a person should be choshesh for this Ravid, the Shita's Ravid, that there's no real concept of Mesiras Maidah. And but b'Shasa Tzak, then there is room to be meikol, like the other Shita's, like Rav Yishayim, that Mesiras Maidah is effective. So just to give a summary of what's going on, it comes out that there are three reasons why l'chatzchila a person should not make a neder, even in spite of the fact that he made Mesiras Maidah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The first reason is because if he intentionally makes a neder, so then according to the Ran and the Rashba, by making a neder, as long as the person would have made the neder in spite of their Kabbalah that they made, the Mesiras Maidah they made Erev Rosh Hashanah, then it's a valid neder. So that would not really help. The second reason a person should not rely on this on the Mesiras Maidah that he makes Erev Rosh Hashanah is because even if, let's say, he knows that he would not have made the neder had he remembered his Mesiras Maidah Erev Rosh Hashanah. But we saw from the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not be soymich on the Mesiras Maidah at all. And we saw the Rama says that the only time we can be soymich on the Mesiras Maidah is when there's a great Shas HaTzchak. So therefore, certainly a person should not go ahead and make an eder relying on this Mesiras Maidah. And if a person did make it, they have to treat it with the full validity of an eder. And there's a third reason, which is that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Reish Yud Aleph Sif Yud, he brings down this Rama that says that a person should not be soymich to going about the Kol Nidre. We'll see that's a type of Mesiras Maidah. And the only time we should be soymich on it is the Shas HaTzchak Gadol. So Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand why the only time you shouldn't be soymich on it, why in a Shas HaTzchak Gadol you could be soymich on this Mesiras Maidah. He says that in our generations, so then everyone says Kol Nidre. That is every single minute, every single person in Klal Yisrael, every single Kehillah in Klal Yisrael says Kol Nidre. It's a very prominent part of the Tfilas Ma'ariv on the night of Yom Kippur. He points out that people call the entire Tfilas Ma'ariv that we do on Yom Kippur, it's doing Kol Nidre. And he points out that there's a universally accepted Nigin for Kol Nidre. He says that the point that he's trying to make is that everyone understands that this idea of Kol Nidre, that a person is coming to declare that no neder he makes subs going forward should be a valid neder. So he's bothered that he understands that if all of Klal Yisrael is declaring that there's no such concept, doing away with the entire concept of neder, then the logical conclusion must be that everybody knows when they make a neder that they're not dealing with this Kol Nidre. If it would be something that a person decides on his own to do and then he forgot, so then we could say, okay, he forgot that he's making this Mesiris Maida. But if something if we're going to say that all of Hataras Nedarim, all of Nedarim, the whole Parsha Nedarim has now been uprooted, that means in everyone's subconscious, when they still, yet in spite of that, go ahead and make a neder, they know they're uprooting the Mesiris Maida. So therefore, he says that today, even in Shasas Chag Gadol, you cannot rely on the Kol Nidre. And why, so he asks, why do we say Kol Nidre? He says the reason why we say Kol Nidre is because, for Kabbalistic reasons, it's brought down, there's some Kabbalistic reason to make Kol Nidre, and that's why we do it today. But since it's so widely accepted to say Kol Nidre, then it no longer works. He says the only time the first earlier generations when they instituted the to say Kol Nidre and they said that it works as a Mesiris Maida, that was only when a few Kehillahs were doing it, then we'll say it works for those Kehillahs. But something like this that all of Klal Yisrael should do away with Nedarim, that can't be that a person when he makes a neder should understand that his neder are subsequently ineffective. That is the opinion of the Aruch Shulchan. So that's another reason why a person should not rely l'chatchila on this Mesiris Maida. Now, I just want to point out that even though we're saying that a person should certainly not rely l'chatchila on this Mesiris Maida, it is still a valid thing to do. A person should make a Mesiris Maida, and there are a number of reasons for that. Because if you really look at the reasons that we said, none of them are 100% mochrach. The first reason that we said is that when a person's coming to make a neder, they certainly intend to do so in spite of the fact that they said Mesiris Maida. That's true. That reason is true, according to the Ran and the Rajba, which certainly a person should be chayshish for. But there's conversely, there's the opinion of the Chazanish and the Flas Nedarim that even if a person forgets his Mesiris Maida, and had he known that he made a Mesiris Maida, he would have refrained from making. He would have gone ahead with the neder anyways. Still, according to the Chazanish, by making a Mesiris Maida, he uproots his neder. So a person accomplishes at least that much, that there is a shita that all his nadarim are not necessarily valid. While he certainly should not be soimich on that, it certainly helps to give a tzad kula to all his nadarim. Another reason, the other reason that we said is that the Ramah paskins that a person should only rely on Mesiris Maida of Shasat Chak, but still worthwhile having it, since we may ikra din, we hold Mesiris Maida as effective, like the Ramah says, it's just a type lachosh lashon Shulchan Aruch is, so certainly a person should put in this kula to all the nedarim they'll make subsequently. And as far as what we said about from the Aruch Shulchan, that he holds that today, that Kol Nidre is universally accepted minhag, so therefore this halacha no longer applies, it's very difficult to understand the sheet of the Aruch Shulchan. First of all, what's the difference if everybody makes a Mesiris Maida? I mean, the fact is that if Mesiris Maida works, then it works. Who cares that everybody's making this Mesiris Maida? And second of all, this that he says that only the earlier generations did it because it was only certain kilos that worked, what's the difference if every kilo does it or some kilos do it? To the extent that everybody in this kilo was Mesiris Maida, and that should compel us to say that people must mean when they make a neder to make a neder, so what's the difference if it's our kehillah, the entire kehillah, or it's every kehillah? I don't see the difference between the two. And third of all, really this Aruch HaShulchan comes out to be a catch-22 situation. Because if we're going to say that since it's so widely spread, it's ineffective, and the only reason we do it is for al-Pisaid, for Kabbalistic reasons, so then it comes out that what we're doing is not being making a Mesiris Maida. So if we're not making a Mesiris Maida, and I have in mind to actually make a Mesiris Maida, then that should be effective, even according to Aruch HaShulchan. So what comes out is that a person certainly should have in mind by Kol Nidre that they mean to make a Mesiris Maida, and they certainly should have in mind to make a Mesiris Maida of Rav Hashanah, but a person should not rely on this lahalacha for all the reasons that we said. So that's what should come out. Now, just one final point over here is that even though we're saying that Mesiris Maida is in, really a person should not rely on it and it probably doesn't work, but still, there is one case that many places can say would work, and that is there's a halacha that if a person does a minig, the taif, and that was either he does a good action three times, or if he does it once with intent to keep on doing it, then the din is that that has the din of a neder. Now the place can say that that's only if a person was not meiser meida. But if a person's meiser meida, then what they're saying is they don't want when they do an haga taif it should be a neder. So even though let's say according to the Ram, we're saying when a person comes to make a nether, he certainly needs to withdraw his Mesiris Maida. That's only if he's coming to make a nether. When a person does an Aga Taiva, so they certainly do not want if they declare on Erev Hashanah they do not want their Aga Taiva to turn into nether, there's no reason to think they're recanting that when they actually do the Aga Taiva. So many places can hold that for an Aga Taiva the Mesiris Maida will work. The Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says like that, since the Chaim, the Chazin Ish is said to have said like that, the Kils Yaakov says like that, Rabbi Chaim Kinesky and Derech Emuna holds like that, and Rabbi Chaim Kinesky says that this also works for a nether that a person does the Machshava, that if a person says that he has in mind that when he makes a nether of Machshava, and he has intent to do a mitzvah without actually being Kabbal verbally to the mitzvah, he wants that Shibatel, that it would also work the Mesiris Maida. However, it's worthwhile to point out that Reb Shlomo Zalman and Michel Shlomo over here on Daf Chav Gimel Beis holds that even though there's many places can say it works, to Legav Min Hagim, it's still Kedai that a person should say Bli Neder before he does an Haga Taiva, and if he did an Haga Taiva without saying Bli Neder, he should do a Fetas Adarim, and he should not be Soymech on this, on the Mesiris Maida, he did on Erev Hashanah. So really, it's a machlekes of paiskim. Many, many paiskim are makel, but Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that it's kedai to machmer and tzarchi in lemaisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.